Welcome to the Brick Build Podcast. 40 days to break the things that hold us back from relationship with God. 40 days to build a habit of daily relationship with God and experience His goodness and joy. Brick Build. Today is day 27. New job description. Scary. Would Jesus say, not knowing you? Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Open your heart to praise the Lord. Psalm 21, verse 1. Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your power. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21-23. Jesus says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. my listening. Remember the first two warnings? Number one, first warning, not easy to follow Jesus. Number two, second warning, be careful who you are following. Today we have the third warning. The third warning, scary, what Jesus says, not knowing you. The only thing Jesus says he knows you when you complete your job on earth is that you do the will of God. What does it mean by that? It's like an examination after a few months of being in class. And the examination is about whether you understand what Jesus teaches in the Sermon on the Mount and whether you can live that out. Start with your daily repentance so that you can become a better new being, having a new doing, and then being transformed to have a new standard. That's all you have to live out. That's your new job description. Easy? Difficult? Well, if you consider that's how you pass this examination, then it's worth everything you've got to make it. If you can't fulfill your job description, you might have a chance to get a warning letter or even being fired. But you can find a new job and start over again. If you can't pass this examination, you know what would happen? That's how Jesus gives us this third warning. Or that's why Jesus gives us this third warning. And that's a big, big warning. Can you believe Jesus would one day say to those seemingly powerful and gifted people that he does not know them and tell them to go to hell? And those people can prophesy, drive out demons, perform miracles and more. We call those people super Christian leaders. But why Jesus say he does not know them? Because their lives cannot be a witness to other people that they live out the Beatitudes, having the new doings as in giving, praying and fasting. And the new standard to have Jesus as Lord and not taking God's role to judge other people. They do not have the simple and true relationship with God as their Father. Scary, isn't it? Yes, it is really scary. Do you think you can make it? Dear Lord Jesus, lead us to be able to do the will of God as says in the Sermon on the Mount, so that when the day comes, you will welcome us with your loving arms to your eternal kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, do you think Jesus would one day say to those seemingly powerful and gifted people that he does not know them and tell them to go to hell? Why? Number two, do you think he will say that to you? Why not? Number three, how can you prevent that to happen to you? Are you doing your new job description well? Family corner, number one, does your family have a time to share whether you are on the right track living everyday's life? Number two, how can you tell your family members this new job description? Let us bless the Lord.